When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Wanger Show.
Oh, Grace is frozen.
Oh, no, she's not. She's there. This is episode 168.
God, I thought we were at 170. All right. 168, that's good.
You got to get it together, man. You thought we were on 168 last week.
Yeah, I don't know what day it is, what week it is, who we are, who I am. I don't know.
What are you, a parent? Brian's here. Yeah. Cody's here. But also, it's Grace, bitch.
Hey, that's am I delayed?
No, you sound good.
So far, so good.
Oh,
as long as we don't bring it up.
It's great, bitch.
There we go. That was the thing I wasn't saying. It's great. It's a thing that she said. I'm not. Welcome back, everybody, to another episode.
He called me a bitch. It's fine.
I did not. I used a different word.
Canceled.
Grace, welcome back, yo.
It's great, bitch.
Hey. How are you guys doing? I'm going to pretend like we haven't been talking for the past. How is everyone?
I'm so good. I'm so good. This was a blessing in disguise. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
I'm terrible.
Can I just say, Christian, that your hair looks phenomenal.
Oh, thank you very much.
It does, doesn't it?
It's not frizzy. It looks so shiny and healthy.
I showered right before.
I'm so jealous of Christian's hair like I am of Brian's teeth. It's just, so, if someone had like Christian's hair and Brian's teeth,
meshed
it'd be
together.
Like the perfect face. You know?
Yeah. What's wrong with my hair, you son of a bitch? Why can't?
It's just not as good as Christian's, you know?
You just immediately discarded my hair.
You can do better, man. You can do the hair below, with Christian there. I'm just saying.
We also just assume that you wash your hair once a month now that we know about your dental habits.
Yeah.
You know what, Brian? I take it back. That hair right there is perfect. You just keep doing that.
Yeah, part it down the middle.
Keep a shrewd.
Oh, part it down the middle.
Yeah, that's great stuff. Yeah.
Grace said women like guys with long hair. So
it's actual. That's
and you have it now, Brian.
Oh, my God. Christian, look at your hair.
Whoa, what does he look like? He looks like...
We got Igor over here. Oh, man.
You look like Eugene Levy.
I'll take it. I'll fucking take it, bro.
Look, dude, it's not a bad look. Like, you can rock it.
You can totally rock it.
If you were confident about that and you just walked down on the street just strutting it, like, you could
pull it. Yeah, you just gotta own it.
Oh, no, it blends in with my facial hair. God damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
It looks like you're just wearing like a cloth around your whole head there.
Yeah. Put it over the headphones.
There we go.
Makuga was talking about the guy from Dave Krumholtz. He looks like Dave Krumholtz.
Of course, Dave Krumholtz. Everyone knows Dave Krumholtz. Yeah. Classic actor there. Yeah.
Yeah, I love that my hair is getting longer. I think we talked about it the other day. And just saying that the hair growing longer, fuck it. Keep it going.
Dude, Marissa's over mine.
She's
finally
it?
Got to the point where, like, what if we, like, cut, like, the back a little bit?
Oh, is she on you about it?
Yeah, normally she's like, I don't care. It is what it is. But now bad when it's gotten to a point where she. Oh, it's
bad.
She's like, we're going to let Grant try.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
No, it's so cute.
Do the
shake. Do the 90s. Yeah, the Devon Sawa.
You're like legitimately Tom fucking Holland right now, dude.
Hey, guys. You want to talk about the new Speosin album? Speak. Yeah,
tanking on 7 years.
At any point, I'm going to take a selfie in front of like the mirror.
Dude, all the time. Yeah, and a bandana. He had a bandana,
sure.
Too.
Make sure that the mirror is filthy.
Yeah, it's got to be disgusting.
Photos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a
flash. Like your underwear is on the floor in the back. Yeah.
Just a turd in the toilet just sitting there.
That's
or on the ground. I mean, whatever.
Or on the ground. Fuck it. Why not? Hey, Mason B, thanks for the super chat, man. Hey, guys, love you all. Glad I can watch you live. Well, we're glad you can watch us live. Ken, send us a super chat. Why? Oh, this is why. He said, give this money to Grace so I can buy us pizza. Thank you, Ken.
Well,
thank
I'm like, you. Yeah.
Give it Appreciate to you guys so you can upgrade your internet package.
We did, dude. I'm telling you, we're cursed.
Look, so far it's great. It's working right now.
Okay.
It's good.
All right. Well, thank you. How dare you?
Oh, that's amazing.
That's what you need to do, Cody.
That was like every single one of my MySpace friends.
Oh, no. He was in totally in your top eight in MySpace, wasn't he?
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
That's good.
You ever get
I'm nervous
piercing?
At what. Have I
wanted a piercing like that so badly.
You always wanted a lip piercing. I always wanted a lip piercing.
I wanted one just like off to the side. I wanted the Tom DeLonge one. Let me see if I can pull that one up here. For
I'm actually, I could have seen, like, I could, like, if you told me that you used to have that, I'd believe you, Cody. I'd be like, yeah.
Yeah, I always, so I
like, if you had, like, a little scar, and yeah, I'd be like, but yeah, yeah.
Cody probably got a fake one and just wore it to be cool.
No.
Did he?
No.
Do you have a hold photo on, of that? Please show
I don't. I don't. But this is what I was trying
to do. You just instantly start sweating. No.
So I think Frank was with me on this. I think Frank actually did this. But this is what I wanted when I...
Is this like a mock-up?
Let me...
Yeah.
Love it.
Just one off to the side, you know what I mean?
35 years old with acne.
Yeah. At this point, he might have been 29.
How dare you?
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with adult acne, Brian.
Not everyone's skin is perfect as your teeth, okay? Come on.
Patreon, baby. No, Patreon.
One is fine. I don't mean to mock the facially impaired if they got some acne going on.
Jesus, Brian here with the porcelain skin over here, just smooth.
No, it's Zoom's got that enable HD.
See, I always wanted the hair, but I always wanted to like I always saw them have it. I'm like, fuckers, because like my hair was always like poofy and it went up. And then every time I'd see them just be like this.
Because you were washing it 40 times a day.
Well, that's very true. Now I'm not. Now look at me. I'm emo as fuck. Man. I gotta
now
wear
now you're
black.
A filthy animal like Brian.
Yeah. That's true.
As God intended.
You guys can't see out of my left eye right now.
You guys going to Warped Tour this weekend?
Looks good, though. It looks good.
But it's worth it because you look cool.
Yeah. You get all the ass.
This is the emo episode right here. Mm-hmm. This is the emo episode. Speaking of the emo episode.
I mean, nobody cares, but my hair is fucking super long.
Your hair, I remember.
Put it in front of your hair. Do you do the bangs?
Yeah. If we got to do it, you got to
do it. You got to do it, Grace. Do the... Jesus. You don't have your hair
do,
doesn't
do the half
fall
the side of the face. Yeah, that's good.
I'll just be. Awesome. This
I wish I had hair that would just cover the side and go like that. I would never.
I love when I'm on Zoom calls and I see like girls like using it like a mirror, and I'm like, "Bitch, we on Zoom? Like we're all seeing you."
I love what Zoom calls. All the girls are just have buns. Like they just gave up.
Wait, a bun doesn't mean you've given up.
Yeah. They have buns. They're just like
we don't owe you sexy hair, Brian.
Yeah, Brian, brush misogynist. Fuck. Just kidding.
Brush your teeth.
That's true. I don't brush my teeth before Zoom meetings, but they don't know. They don't know
forever.
No, that's true. No. That's true. Yeah.
I feel like I have a good side. Like when the hair's down like this, this is my good side right here. You know what I mean? If I went like this, I'm like but like this is a good side.
That's just because of your part.
Yeah. Like if I was taking a selfie, it would be like from here. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That was my strategy.
You just turn in your bathroom selfie.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
yeah.
Give us a little toot.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to tilt the head a little bit. Yeah. Can you put in the bun yet, Cody? Can you like?
I honestly tried to tie one. I can't. I just couldn't do it. I've never done it before, so I was like, twisting the fucking tie. I don't know what happens.
It changed my life. I know how to do it now. Before I was like, I just put the fucking tie on, and I was like, it's not doing anything. And then you go around, and you do it, and now Amber got on my ass about it because I took all of her hair ties. So she bought me more.
Always on your ass.
Everything good with you guys?
I'd be so happy if Ken had a man bun. He could have all my hair ties.
He did have
hair. I would give him my favorite leopard scrunchie. Mine? Ken's?
No, yeah. What's Ken's hair looking like right now? Is it? I know we just saw him like a week ago. But...
I mean, he looks like Ken.
Okay.
It's the fucking same.
What is that?
He had
slightly
you're changing him.
He had a ponytail for the longest time.
Oh, that's
a few years
ago.
Yeah,
I know. I didn't know him then. I wish I would have. I mean, look, I'll tell you. Like, number one, grow your hair out. Number two, get facial hair. Number three, if it's real bad, get a dog. But number four, if nothing else works, get a man bun, panties. That's how it works.
Panties
fall.
Panties.
I was like, how do you tie the panties around your butt?
You just use. Now let me just show you.
Who's barking right now?
Yay!
Oh, there show the hair. Tell him to show the hair. Take off the hair.
Put the hair
someone,
down,
take the beanie.
Grace, there's a robber in your house.
Baxter's trying to murder him.
It's pretty good.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Let it go.
Yeah.
Let it go.
Let
Does
it
he
rain.
Still have the farmer's tan?
Panties.
I want to see.
Panties.
Oh, my God. He has a horrible farmer's tan. Want to show the farmer tan?
Where did you guys get that? Did you go to the beach?
Is he wearing a black shirt? Oh, that's legendary, Ken. That's good. That's good right there.
No, we went on a drive. Baxter hates Ken when they come into my office.
I was going to say, like, don't they see each other, like, every day?
Yeah, they do. But they don't like complete it when he comes in my office. Ken has a convertible in my here where the magic happens. we went for a fucking drive because Ken has like this like 2002 convertible now, which is hilarious.
Oh, he got a car. Yeah.
He totaled his car. Yeah. So his friend Paul gave him that car. So we went for a drive because we're getting a little stir crazy. So we went on like a little mini like murder house drive because
from like leaving his arm out, he got a tan like that.
Well, like it's a convertible, so it's just you're not.
My bad.
Yeah, but we drove for like 2 hours, so it was.
Oh my
god.
Incredible.
Jeez, I wish I could drive that long. I'm sunburned like right here on my hairline.
Yeah, you're
my moisturizer.
You don't sunburn. You're white.
that's a real dangerous assumption there, Brian. Yeah. Some of us just tan, you know, but fine.
Cody, when's the last time you tanned?
I do tan, but I do burn.
I don't tan at all. I burn.
I burn kind of too.
Doesn't go anywhere.
I don't really get that dark. My mom gets really dark, and my dad's kind of got lighter skin, so I think that's right.
My parents are both really dark. My parents are both like really olive and like cute.
Fuck
me and
Don
are like, we're dying.
Hitman.
But my moisturizer has sunscreen in it, but like I didn't get it on like my hairline, so now I'm gonna peel on my hairline and have like forehead dandruff, like a disgusting monster.
That was the worst. I hate it.
Terrible.
I went to Havasu so much as a kid, and every time
Ew,
I got burned,
you would.
I would just. I know. I would just take a bath. I'd at least want to take a bath. And what was that green shit that you put all your
aloe vera?
Yeah.
I have it.
Would you say
I called it algae? Yeah, that's not right.
Why would it be algae?
Hey, it could work.
Like it's
Havasu. He's in Havasu. Yeah. I don't know. You know, it's what it is. Yeah.
Redneck algae.
Well, yeah, you do have parasites if you've gone to Havasu.
That's true. Hitman.
I have
I'm sorry.
I have aloe vera like on call, like an emergency stash. Just,
yeah.
Sick.
That's the worst feeling is being sunburned and then trying to lay down and get comfortable. Fucking hate it. I hate the sun. Fuck you, sun. You piece
Me too.
Of
There might
piece
be worse feelings,
shit.
You know, like having an arm chopped off or something like that.
Yeah.
Sunburn, sure.
Or a pimple on the forehead. You know?
Yeah,
you know, yeah.
You know,
not when you're 30 though.
I can like feel my heartbeat in it. Like if I pass out, just touches it.
Aaron,
like, is she okay? Oh no, it's thumping. We can. It's
Aaron Brooks, by the way, said Grace's hair looks awesome. So shout out to Aaron.
Thank you. It is so fucking, I mean, you can't really tell at this angle, but like my hair grows literally, like now I have proof. My hair grows almost an inch a month, and my hair was at exactly my chin length when this all started. And now it's like to my collarbones.
Are you going to commit to it? Are you going to let it go, just grow until this all blows over?
Rat just woke up. No, I fucking chopped it all off. And I was like, I wish I'd done this 100 years ago.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Cody and I haven't shaved this whole quarantine.
Oh, me neither.
Oh, gross.
I shaved today, actually, Brian, but it's fine. It is what it is. I'll go with the bit. It's fine.
You could have saved money on the razors.
Yeah. No, I tried to let it grow as much as possible, but then like it just got too much, and I shaved that shit.
Did you do it while you were brushing your teeth for the week?
No. Can't do two things at once. That's too much. I can barely brush my teeth. You think I'm going to shave at the same time?
Yeah, that's fair.
I was proud of myself.
Oh, no. It literally, this sentence I was going to say is that I have to shave a lot. So really, it would be better if you just kept speaking.
I should have just kept going with the interruption.
You should have just know when an interruption is the best choice.
No, speaking of doing two things at once, I was editing.
And jerk it off. I'm sorry.
At the same time.
Oh!
You guys tried it? No, I was doing that and playing Animal Crossing at the same time. It was amazing. I was like, because I was doing the commentary video where you just scrub through everything. Mm-hmm. So just listening for the funny parts while building up my island in Animal Crossing. It was great.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What a beautiful story.
Yeah. I'm really glad I interrupted you.
You interrupted the shaving story about the Animal Crossing
story. I'm like,
story.
My legs are
sure it's worse. My contribution was worse than what Grace was trying to bring to the table there.
Well, speaking of
people are definitely here to hear about my
Jesus Christ, Brian.
Totally Brian, turn your vibrator off.
I thought like my headphones like crapped out right now. I was like, oh no,
God.
Switch the XLR. Aww. Switch the XLR cable.
Jesus Christ, Brian, it's so loud.
I got a little wet.
Oh, hi, Rat. Hi.
Hey.
You just woke. She just woke up.
She just woke up. Yeah, she kind of. She has a real hard time walking now. So I saw her like tottering, like trying to get over here. Oh, I was like, I'll get you.
How are the dogs? I mean, you guys are walking the dogs pretty frequently, though.
Actually, not as much as we like. I mean, we have that huge yard, thankfully, that Baxter can run around in, but she can hardly walk. But honestly, we've both been really, really busy. So it's, I like to go together because then I push the stroller for Rat and then he walks Baxter.
Nice.
And he's been, I mean, we both have, but more him has been working so much. We haven't been doing as much. But also, I just don't like humans like as is, and certainly not in a pandemic. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of people like not wearing masks and like not even like walking around us and stuff like that. Yeah. So not as many walks as I would like. But
I saw like a whole group of people yesterday just together on the sidewalk. No masks. Just to get like six people just walking. I'm like, come on.
No, my favorite is like these motherfuckers going for jogs when they're literally pumping out like three times the amount of oxygen that a normal human does. And they're just like, well, hey there, neighbor. And I'm like, go home, Fred.
Yeah,
I got all the bikers. I got all the bikers in San Dimas who are going without any masks. They're just like, hey, guys, look at me. And just,
And now I can visualize. I can visualize it now. Okay, that's good.
Yeah, so if someone's like going up a steep hill on a bicycle, Brian, what are they going to sound like here? Yeah, just one breath.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, it's typical. It's a smoker. It's a former smoker that's trying to get some exercise here. Yeah. Oh God, we really gotta check on this person.
That's all you hear. That's all you hear up and down Burbank.
And then they just tumble down the hill and
just fall.
Oh, yeah.
They've collapsed at that point because they lost breath and oxygen. And all that stuff.
Speaking
and
of losing your breath,
until Brian finds the soundbite that he's trying desperately to fucking look for.
God damn it, Brian! I
can't talk for this much longer describing the situation.
It's okay. You know what?
Dancing is great.
Hey, you know what? We might not
if
be
I
able
have to talk about my hairy legs. I will, just to buy time. Okay. I have to...
Jesus Christ! Is that what you're looking for?
There we go.
Oh, okay.
So he falls down the hill
and makes a ruckus.
Oh,
there we go. All right, and he farts on the way down too. You know, he's a very, very unhealthy individual.
Bless you.
He's got a lot of allergies. He's got a lot of health problems. That's why he's trying to ride this bike.
He's allergic
so much,
to grass. Right? He fell in the grass.
Right.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. Speaking of grass, Grace.
Yeah.
You got a new podcast coming out. It's all about weed, right? I don't know.
It is a weed podcast.
It's all about weed.
Actually, do you want to know what my shining moment in this pandemic has been? I have traded weed for toilet paper, and that is.
Whoa!
Wait, what?
Yeah,
you couldn't find toilet paper.
You gotta do.
You had an excessive supply of weed. And then
no,
you traded
look,
it?
I had a hookup who had some Charmin. I had a joint of some Mary Jane, and I was like, "Look, friend, a tit for tat."
Wait, it was,
we
was it,
something up?
Was it like
we
a,
did.
A pack of toilet paper or just like one roll?
Oh yeah, I hope it wasn't one roll.
Oh no, it was like a pack. It was a pack of Charmin.
I love to see that trade. Shit. You know how like the drug dealers used to go like in the movies where they like they do it like that, but it's just like
in like an alleyway.
Yeah.
But it's just all this toilet paper. I'm like, thanks.
What have you been doing, miss? Nothing. Nothing at all.
Were you that?
Nothing.
You that smoking? Desperate? Like you were running so low, you're like, I'm going to trade this joint.
I mean, look, I got a bougie asshole.
Okay. Bougie asshole, the name of your memoir coming out.
And that is, and now the full circle, the name of my podcast.
There,
bougie
whoa,
asshole.
Nice.
I hit the sad button.
Subscribe everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you got a new podcast coming up. What's that about?
I do. I have a new fucking podcast called Bougie Asshole, the Heather Grace Hancock story. No, it's called Think Piecing. And it is going to be a weekly podcast with this lady right here. And it's going to be, they're going to be little mini think pieces. The first one's going to be maybe a little more serious. The second one's going to be a lot less serious, but they're both going to be like real short. And then we're going to have like picks of the week. And then on the last Wednesday of every month, I'm going to have a guest to bring their own think piece to talk about. And the whole idea is to just like in my logo, it's, which I designed, obviously. It's like a skull that's upside down because the whole idea is like turning some ideas on their heads and just offering some fresh perspectives.
Nice.
But it's going to be silly and cynical and funny, just like myself.
Fuck yeah.
And, cynicism. And it's going to be fun and I'm really excited. Coming out June 3rd.
You even got it. Oh, confirmed date. Nice.
June 3rd.
Yeah.
June 3rd. Awesome.
Not only is that
it's coming
confirmed.
Out on my birthday.
Oh, thank God. Now I know your birthday.
Oh.
Not only that, you can also check the link in the description. You can click it and then you can subscribe to it. So that way on June 3rd, which is in a couple of weeks, this is May, June. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Then
2 weeks, I think, right?
Yes. Yes, 2 weeks. So subscribe to that
shit. Do you have any banked, or are you just going to go with it?
No, I don't have any actual recordings banked, but I have a month's worth of content planned. So, because I have mental problems.
We don't plan.
I love being mentally unstable.
Isn't it great? I'm a lot of fun at parties. But no, but I'm doing it that way because I, at the end of each episode, there's going to be like a call to action for the next episode. So I actually sort of have to record them and release them in real time so that people can send me their responses.
Okay. Gotcha.
Everything is planned out ahead of time so that I can be like at the end of episode one, I can be like, all right, this is what we're talking about next week. What do you have to say? And then when we record next week, I have the responses to so they can like join in the discussion.
Love it.
Nice. You.
Way
I
more
wish we
planned
had an ounce
this
of that preparation.
Yeah. No.
We don't have any preparation.
We tried for a minute terrible. And then, yeah, we just can't do it. But
this
yeah.
That's why I have wrinkles,
acne,
and adult acne just in this one spot.
Just the one spot, though. Perfectly acceptable, Brian. Yeah. Don't come on now.
Yeah,
and one is fine. One's fine.
Yeah, and Raven in the chat says he loves the design of the logo. So that's fucking cool as fuck.
Thank you. I designed every fucking part of that. I designed the font. I designed like every part of it. Took me forever. So thank you so much. Yeah. And I have merch already available that I designed as well. So
can people pick up the merch yet or not yet?
Yeah, absolutely.
Ooh.
It's all the. I think if you look at the merch link is in the episode description. So right now, obviously, the only thing out is the trailer. So it's in the trailer description. All right. But you kind of have to – some apps show them as actual active hyperlinks and some don't. So the easiest place to go to is just look at it on the Anchor app, and then all of those links are live. And the link for the merch is in there. But it's also the – in my personal Instagram bio, if you go to my link tree, one of them is podcast merch.
Okay. Hell yeah. Check it out. Go buy some t-shirts. Do we get some of those free or what? Do we have to buy those? I want to
can you
want to
trade
for you guys,
for
you have
paper?
To actually pay more.
T-shirt toilet paper trade? Why. Do you need more toilet paper?
I'm like, are there weed gummies in this deal? Because I feel a little gypped.
That's awesome. I'm excited for that. I can't wait to listen. You guys, everybody watching right now can check out the link in the description. Subscribe to that shit. Listen to that shit. And speaking of shit, what did you guys do this weekend?
Yeah.
Did you guys shit?
Oh, so many shit. Well, I got that nice Charmin toilet paper.
Of course. Yeah.
Clean that bougie asshole.
Yeah.
Did I do anything?
Well, it is Monday, so it's been a short time.
Yeah. You guys are so excited.
I got nothing, man. My one note was something that we can all actually take part in here. It's The Last Dance spoiler discussion. Guys, Brian, what were your thoughts?
Yeah,
I've been dying to talk about this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been waiting for the finale to come, and now that it's here, I don't know what to think.
Yeah.
You know, so much has been
a perfect critic response.
So much has been built up leading to this that I don't know if I should take the time to reflect.
Yeah.
Or should I just say what I'm feeling at the moment? Yeah. Or I want to watch it again.
What about spoiler fills? Can you do anything spoiler wise?
No. I want to watch it one more time.
I really want you to do something spoilery, Brian. What can you say that happened?
Spoiler.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah.
You know, when the Bulls won their last championship.
All right, good save.
And against Larry Bird, obviously.
I mean, Carmen Electra, though. Carmen Electra, though. Can you believe that?
Christian, what were your thoughts on this? Yeah.
Oh, my God. When Carmen Electra had that one sex tape. That was nuts. Like, I can't. I don't know. Did she? I don't know.
It wasn't covered in a documentary.
Damn it. Okay. But her and Dennis Rodman were a thing or something like that, right? Like, she did something sexual.
I feel confident she probably is a sex tape.
Yeah. Okay. She did something sexual with the with the trophy, right? She did some shit.
She gave it a smooch.
Did they go over the story where
that was the whole tape?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Carmen Electra walked in on Dennis Rodman hooking up with another woman, and then he had the story that she fell from the ceiling or something.
That wasn't covered in the documentary, bro.
Oh, that's not in Last Chance U? No. All right.
Was not in Last Dance, no. Christian, what was your favorite part of it? You know, what happened?
Oh, there? I love when Larry Bird dressed up like an actual fucking bird, and he was just like, bah!
Yeah. Yeah, that definitely happened as
well. And then he, as he said, fuck them bitches. That's what he said.
Yeah, those were his words on the court and as a head coach. You know, he said that.
Oh, he was a coach. I knew that.
And then as like a play that he called up as a coach.
Now, my whole favorite part of the whole series was when they covered Michael Jordan actually during the Space Jam era. Like that was great. Like him
I'm
trying
starting
to, play
to think you're just guessing what was in this documentary based on what was trending on Twitter on Sunday night.
Who are you to white-splain me? What are you fucking doing? That's my interpretation.
I think I got it down.
That's my interpretation. that's how I interpreted it. Okay,
you interpreted the documentary that you clearly watched. Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah,
what channel is this documentary on?
It's not all black ESPN. And white.
It's on ESPN?
Yeah.
All
right.
What channel it is on? Like, okay, Grandma, it's on channel 3.
You can watch it in many ways.
I don't know, I guess. I could just Google it, but I don't know, like, I didn't know it was on ESPN on Sunday nights. Like, who knows that, you know?
Apparently a lot of people,
very popular documentary.
I don't think
Brian,
anyone has seen this documentary. Yeah. Like,
and
I don't
Grace
know.
Has seen it. Grace, what was your favorite part of the documentary, clearly?
Oh, you know, I'm just, yeah. I loved the sportsmanship. The teamwork was so inspiring. Yeah. And teamwork, you know, yeah. I've always just been a big Bird fan. So it was fun to see a lot of that backstory. And you know, and the camaraderie with the teams.
Yeah.
That was
yeah.
what I really
you're not wrong because there was an episode about sportsmanship and lack thereof. So if this was
that,
a,
yeah.
like a test, you would have passed because yeah, technically yeah. everything you said was in the documentary. So
you know, I don't
know what you're talking about. I watched all of it.
So. Yeah, clearly. Yeah. Sorry, I shouldn't have assumed. Yeah.
Thank you.
My final review.
Why explain me.
If I had to explain it to like my friends that haven't
yeah,
seen it,
yeah, what's,
I have
the,
a,
what's the ending explained?
Yeah, I have a lot of friends that don't watch sports. So like if I had to explain it to them, you know, people that aren't fans of sports or don't care for basketball. For someone like me who's been a fan of basketball for years, I would say
I
like
basketball.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, me too. So like basically
everybody just froze.
All right then.
Okay. All right, we're good.
I like sports. Hi.
The way I would explain
everybody.
Hey. What? I do, I like basketball.
The way I would explain this to a friend that's never seen this series, I'd say like think of Leonidas in 300. If all the
yes,
Romans,
sir.
the Trojans, turned against Leonidas, and instead the one don't dude where Leonidas Trojans, was like, "You shall not pass," and kicks the guy. Think Martins. Of like Larry Bird as the guy that kicks Michael B. Jordan, and then
you combined a lot of great aspects there. Yeah. Man, that was great.
And then
that's
and the guy with the back in 300. That's Dennis Rodman. That's Dennis Rodman.
Sure. Sure, yeah. If it's like a metaphor for no one's getting up there to catch the basketball.
Yeah, and then Xerxes, the big
we
tall
like
dude.
Metaphors.
The big we fucking
like
tall dude.
Like that.
Yeah, the
I've
Xerxes.
Always loved metaphors, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's how I'd say it.
Know about
yeah,
me.
You know.
Okay, yeah.
So we got a full spoiler analysis video, ending explained, coming out in the channel in a couple days
yeah.
for that. So.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Great. Good talk, guys. I'm glad that went well.
Grace, are you a fan of watching baseball on television?
God damn it, Brian.
Take your
it's
time with your
right.
answer.
You can be honest, Grace. You can be honest.
You know, take a little bit longer. Just yeah. have dead air
okay.
while you figure
okay.
out this answer.
All right.
No, I don't mind it. I do prefer... I.
Okay. Grace, let me ask
like,
you this.
We're waiting that whole time. We're like...
Grace, let me ask
like,
you...
Wait a minute. Let me
ask you this. Would you consider yourself... I know Ken is obviously a big Star Wars fan, but you like Star Wars as well?
No, I really, really love Star Wars. Okay. I actually think that I score a lot of points with Ken because I love Star Wars. Like that wasn't a Ken thing. Like that was because I worked at Collider before I ever knew Ken. Mm-hmm. Like I literally, Luke Skywalker was literally the first man I ever loved. Like legitimately,
yeah.
I was like,
okay,
oh yeah.
So then you would know.
So I love Star Wars.
Oh, good. Then you would know
absolutely.
That Anthony Daniels is a prominent figure in the Star Wars universe. Correct.
Pretty prominent, yeah.
Would you say that he...
Who does he play, Grace?
He plays C-3PO, Brian.
Okay.
But does no, he actually...
Are you quizzing me or are you
yes,
asking
I'm quizzing
you.
We're trying to white-splainer, Brian.
I'm trying to...
to mess up playing.
Stop trying to beard-splain me.
Yeah. All right.
Stop
continue.
Teeth-splaining me.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. If you guys want to find that out. We did a Rise of Skywalker commentary, and it was a lot of fun. So you guys go check that out. That's here on the channel, where Brian... was flabbergasted at the idea that Anthony Daniels would still dress up as C-3PO till this day.
I wasn't flabbergasted. I was saying it's not necessary.
Yes. And it's not necessary for you to be here either.
And it's not. I'll leave.
I
don't want
that
you
it's
to.
It's not
but...
necessary from your standpoint, but I bet probably for him.
If it meant a lot to him and he wanted to do it, then good. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
The filmmaker shouldn't expect 73-year-old Anthony Daniels to get in a stupid suit and still be the
right.
same character.
I don't think anybody right. expected that, though. I'm not going to continue this. It's
yeah,
not going to go on.
If you guys want to figure out what Brian's talking about, there's a whole 2.5-hour commentary
yes.
that we did for Rise of Skywalker and This weekend, we put together a little clip video where the highlights of that argument are also in there.
Okay. Yes.
You can enjoy
it. Ooh, I can't wait. Because if I had been playing an actor or playing a role since the 70s, obviously I was not born or conceived at all because I'm very young and cute, like max 22. But if I've been inside a costume since the fucking 70s, like, and I was still playing it, like, I would absolutely still want to be in the same. I would want to do it.
You would still, like, you wouldn't, like, when you're, like, 70, don't you have some, like, I don't know, just be like, I'm too old for this shit. Like,
No, actors,
Danny Glover.
For the most part, actors are not prima donnas. Like, actors are fucking gritty as hell. Like, I'm sure that sucked. And he still wanted to do it.
Yeah. No, I'm saying
I bet he brushes opposite his teeth, of what you like, many times.
No, Grace is an actress. She knows stand-ins. She knows body doubles. They don't need to be in the suit.
Well, yeah, there's obviously like body doubles God.
But that's hilarious because I have physically like in person fought with producers on set, like to the point where like I probably should have just kept my mouth shut because I didn't want to use a double. Like actors don't want to use doubles. We don't want to use stunt doubles. We don't want to use photo doubles. Like we want to do it. Like no matter how fucking dangerous, like we're in, like most actors are like that. They're like, no, I want to do it. Like, and they're like, but you could die. And we're like, I want to do it.
So clearly James Earl Jones wanted to be in Darth Vader's suit. And that's why he was in it the whole time.
Oh my, that's a completely different thing.
Sure. Yeah. All right.
He was hired after the fact.
Argument made. Argument made.
I'm going to
head out.
You made your argument. Doesn't mean you're right.
For that one example, we can give you 200 other ones. Yeah. You're doing this, then go back.
All right.
Brian, what are you drinking?
Moscow Mule.
What is actually in a Moscow Mule? Is it sweet?
Just the cup?
Mule guts.
No, whatever you put in the cup becomes a Moscow Mule.
Just water.
I poured this in it, and that's what I'm drinking.
Ew, you would.
It's all metallic.
You got to be classy. You got to be real classy about it.
Yeah.
Moscow Mule is vodka and ginger beer.
Yeah.
Vodka and ginger beer. Interesting.
What are you drinking?
What kind of wine is that?
Yeah.
That sounds nasty.
Actually, sounds kind
of
good.
As he takes a big old sip of it. Yeah.
That sounds. What are you drinking?
A little Cab Sauv. You know, I love my dry French wine.
Oh. A little pretentious. Yeah.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Cody, just like my asshole.
Cody, can I? Oh, pretentious asshole.
Mm-hmm. Pacifico, Brian. That's what I'm
trying to get that Charmin.
Damn it, Cody. I thought you would be drinking this.
Fireball. I've been trying to get you to get that soundbite for, 6 months now? And you finally get it. I'm so proud of you.
And he's
why
not
aren't
drinking.
You not drinking
That's
Fireball?
Why he can't brush his teeth. He doesn't have time.
Fireball. It is effective after all.
You need, go get your Fireball right now.
Go get the Fireball.
Wait, go get the
Fireball.
I love that he didn't even have his headphones on, and he was like,
he got to it right away.
Does he really have Fireball? Fireball is actually kind of gross.
Well, if you drink it, like, the way he fucking drinks it, I think is kind of gross. Because I like taking shots of Fireball. I don't mind it, but I can only take so much of it because it's very syrupy.
It's big. But at least it's not Jaeger.
Big League Chew or Big Red.
Big Red.
Yeah.
I think we can all agree, though, that Jaeger is like the most disgusting liquor of all time, right?
I don't know why it was like the college drink of like Jaeger bomb.
Guys, today's Wanger Show sponsored by Fireball.
Take a drink.
Drink it. I'm sorry. Drink it.
Come on.
I'll just take a swig.
All right, wait.
Come on. Don't be a pussy. Come on.
See, now you have to get a lip piercing because then it really completes this picture.
My esophagus is on fire right now because Fireball.
Yeah.
I feel like you should have like a flame.
You can talk to your pediatrician about it.
Your kid's pediatrician later on. You'll ask him about your heart palpitations.
Yeah. He just got his flu shot. I ingested a lot of Fireball the other day.
Let us know.
Acid reflux.
Yeah, I'm really gonna ask you.
Let us know in the chat what are you guys drinking tonight? I see that Michael Joel is saying he's got Jameson tonight. Yeah.
Classic
Jameson.
Yeah, Michael Joel liquid
Irish.
It's like a skull bottle. And like the topper in it is like a little dude sitting. It's like dead skull, whatever.
Yeah,
is you know
the,
what I'm
it's not Dan Aykroyd's Crystal Skull vodka.
I think that's what that is.
No. I have tons of those. I don't like vodka, but I buy them for the bottles. But no, I think it's called Dead Man Whiskey or something. But it's like this fucking like sick little skull, and he's like sitting in like the stopper, like this part of it.
Ah, okay, yeah.
Is like a little statue. It's fucking sick. This is the whole, again, Cody, please interrupt me. I'm just talking about
a let her talk so about
guys, her
potential
asshole. I was multitasking the other day, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, I have to shave. But it's cool. It's sick.
We got
like
Ryan.
Some whiskey.
If I can't say it, Burzumato, Miller fucking Light. Is what he says.
Nice.
Senior film, drinking Corona. Yeah, you can. I was actually rewatching all of our Fast and Furious highlight clips today, and I was just like, oh, those are fun. And then all the even Corona. That was it.
Family.
Fuck yeah, family.
That's a great impression of Vin Diesel.
Thank you. I'm full of them. Oh my God, I just discovered, I won't do it now because it's too much pressure, but I recently discovered that I have like a bomb fucking Carol Baskin, and I had no idea. Like, I did it, and I literally was like,
Grace, you can't just set that up and then be like,
I can't
do it.
You know, it
guys,
has
I can
like
do a backflip from the
well,
from right
it,
here.
At
I
some
do
point
it.
During the show, you don't have to.
At some point, I'll do it. Yeah.
Is it the cool cats and kittens things?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was right, pretty cool. Drop it in whenever you feel like. Like when Cody's telling a story about, I don't know, his pediatrician or something that's really not going anywhere.
Yeah.
Just drop it. Drop in your fire.
I'll have a lot of those during the show. I have a lot.
Okay, yeah. So I'll drop it in. Don't you worry. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Let's see real quick. Kyle Johnson asked this, and Cody, you might be able to answer this one. What is the best place to get drunk? Chili's, TGI Fridays, or Applebee's? You can't beat the prices at Applebee's, but that TGI Fridays environment is killer.
Applebee's has a 2 for $20, though.
No, that's Chili's.
It's not drinking, though. All right. So
Oh, that's not. They don't have that.
Depends on what time you're drinking. If it's lunchtime, if you're going for like sports, Chili's, no question. Chili's is a great day drinking environment. Nighttime,
Applebee's is like happy hour 9 to midnight.
I'm going TGI Fridays because it's my spot and it's a great atmosphere to be at to get drunk. They got a lot of good drink deals
during this quarantine. Have you like gotten to go from TGI Fridays?
No, not there because there's not one by my new place, but I did go to Applebee's today.
Nice. 2 for $20?
Yep, I had the 2 for $22 or $25.
Oh, did they inflation?
Wait, did you
raise that shit?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
What's that, Chris?
Wait, did you order it or did you go?
I went and picked it up. Like, it was
they're doing like curbside or whatever. Oh, okay. Yeah.
I like to do
that. I thought you were saying they were like,
I like to do that because you still go out and drive for the thing or whatever. You feel like you're part of society.
We got to make sure that we're supporting those national chains.
Yeah. Applebee's.
Small national corporations. So TJ Fridays is my pick if you want to go for like a nighttime get hammered situation. However, if it's like 10 o'clock at night and you're coming up from like another bar or something like that, you're like, let's keep the night going. Applebee's has fantastic drink deals, guys.
Who has ever said, let's keep the night going and let's go to Applebee's?
Right here, guys. I have come back from downtown Fullerton from bar hopping and be like, guys, the night is young.
You went home from
Applebee's
downtown
Fullerton at like midnight. The night
the bar is open till like 1 or 2.
Yeah.
It depends on the location. Yeah.
I was going to say, like, for those who don't know, downtown Fullerton is just like a strip of bars. So he just left all the bars.
That are open like 1 till at least 1:30.
Yeah.
And Applebee's
we start early, man. We don't start when the sun's down. We start at sunset.
You still start? Yeah. Or it's been a minute.
It's been a minute. But no, like Applebee's has incredible drink deals, guys. So if you want to go there and you don't care about just going to Applebee's, all right, go there. You get the dollar. Every now and then they'll have like a dollar Long Island iced tea or something like that. You know, it's good stuff. Yeah.
This dollar episode's Marg, brought to you by Fireball and Applebee's.
Brought
place
to you by what? Fireball.
Oh God,
I can't drink when the song's not going.
Okay.
I'm not gonna do another.
Okay, there you go. There you go.
Every time
down
the song plays,
I want
Cody
you to down
drink
that.
It.
The rest of that, you son of a bitch. That's one shot.
Oh, I like this. Senior Film sent a super chat. Thank you so much.
Fire.
He asks, what's the first place y'all want to go to eat?
Stop it.
when you get out of the joint, essentially, not jail, but you know, once we get out of quarantine, what's the one place you want to go to?
To eat? No, TGI Fridays.
TGI Fridays. Yeah.
I want to walk in there and I just want them all to like be a hush over the crowd and be like, Cody's here. Just like
the white man's here. Like,
fireball song.
Yeah. get me a fireball. Shot. Come on, here we go.
Grace, what about you? What's the fireball. One place you've been dying to go to you haven't been yet?
I don't know. It's not so much that I'm like missing like the food or anything, because we've been ordering out like not a lot, but like a little bit here and there. But I'm looking forward to going to just like Tequila's in Burbank, just because Ken and I used to go there together a lot. So it's more just like I miss just like the two of us being like, should we go to Tequila's? And then we would like go and get like little margaritas. And it was like this fun little like impromptu date night or whatever. So it's more just like I miss that being on the table, because now it's just like, should we go to the kitchen?
Yeah, I think Philippe's, the roast beef sandwich place. I'm sure they're doing like online orders and stuff. I just haven't like cared. What's going on over there?
We can hear the rustling. Is that the Applebee's order? Is she throwing away the dinner from Applebee's? What
that
is she?
Little baking sheet that she had those out.
Oh, okay.
Totally okay.
Oh yeah.
She's like, I'm sorry.
She's all like, okay. Oh, I tell her hello, friends.
Yeah, come tell her, come say hi.
They all say hello. If you want to show them just the arm, you can. Everyone's been showing just arms. You know,
show us that sexy.
Our fans have got an arm fetish.
Here we go, right there. Show the arm. There's a hand. We got a hand. Woo! Hand, guys.
Fireball.
Brian, what about you? Are you looking forward to anywhere?
No, I'm not looking forward to going anywhere. I love this. I love staying at home.
Okay.
I'm
a lot of people have died, Brian.
Right now. This is awesome.
Well, that's not new.
Yeah.
You could do that in
I'm not wearing
anytime.
Any socks right now. You guys are putting socks on?
I like. Yeah, I'm still a socks guy.
Yeah, I've got socks on right now.
Oh, no, you leave the house, though.
Yeah.
Like, every
I went to
day?
Applebee's. I told you this. I went to Applebee's. Can't go there with no socks. Come on, no shoes, no shirt. No socks, whatever. I don't know how the fucking thing goes.
That is how it goes. No shoes, no socks,
no
socks.
No shoes, no socks.
Oh boy. Oh hey, real quick, all you if there anybody that's watching that's pledged to us on Patreon, once again, patreon.com/wangers, and you are at the tier that you have the phone number to call in, feel free to call in. Yeah, we'd love to talk to you guys. That'd be a lot of fun. Test it out the Skype so we won't fucking hear that shit. I don't know why I did that, but I did it. So yeah,
I enjoyed it a lot.
You're out of focus.
Oh, there he is. I'm back.
He's back.
Zach Anderson, Brian, whose apartment did you break into? Get some decorations, man.
Yeah. I like how he says that about your place and not my blank wall.
Blank wall. Yeah.
No.
Which is Cody, only decorated is by the Sharpie mark.
Yeah. Cody's been in an interrogation room.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Where's Cody at?
Just a blank. I'm outside Applebee's right now, guys.
Yeah.
The wall. Yeah.
You're not in your office, like Grace.
Yeah.
I'm in my office.
Don't let me in because I don't have socks on.
Oh, there you go. Hey, Cody and everybody else, I guess. More so is Cody because we've talked about this.
God, I'm just so popular.
I finished Upload.
You are.
Hey.
The Amazon series.
I did too.
It's good.
I did too. And what a fun little show to watch during this tough time.
Really?
Okay. Okay. Uh-oh. Bye.
Oh,
we got the pretentious one here. Bye. Okay.
She likes the metaphors.
Oh, I'm an actor. What? What?
Okay, well,
what?
To be fair, I have not watched it, but I found the trailers to be so fucking dumb. Like, literally, I saw them and I was like, what?
See,
fuck.
I don't watch trailers.
So you're telling me you enjoyed it?
Yeah, I don't watch trailers. And I just, Cody says, hey, the show's good. And I fucking watch it. Okay. Upload Fargo. He hasn't failed me yet.
I thought it was a really good pilot. I was like, I'll watch the rest of this. And I was like, it was a pretty solid first season of a show.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's a question. Here's a question I'm going to drop.
Okay.
I got to remember the name of it though. Hold on.
You're going to drop it. Here we go. Here we go.
Oh, I know. Okay.
Drop
have
it.
You guys watched The Fucking Good Place?
I have not. But it's the is that Michael Schur?
The pilot.
That literally sounded like I just dropped a dead body off of my fucking room.
Is that the Michael Schur that created that show, or is that the other one?
Yeah, it's Michael Schur.
It is.
Everyone's saying that's like the funniest, most hilarious show ever.
Is that the Heaven one?
People literally.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So people told me they were like, "Oh my god, Grace! Like you don't understand. It's so funny. Like you're gonna love it. It's gonna be awesome." And I was like, "It looks stupid, and I feel like I'm not gonna like it." And I love her to fucking death. But Wendy told me, she was like, "Grace,
Wendy,
it is so fucking good. I hate you. You have to watch it." I watched 4 episodes. I hated every episode more than I hated the last.
Wow.
So I'm worried that this is like the same kind of thing where people are like, "Oh, but it's good," and I'm like, "But the trailer looks dumb."
It's. What?
But now you're telling me that it's good, and I trust your judgment. So
look,
I'm very confused.
Grace, I don't.
He likes Star Wars Episode 9.
Brian.
Who? Yeah.
Brian,
you don't brush your teeth.
I don't care if it's episode 9.
Doesn't mean I don't like movies. Doesn't mean I don't like good movies.
I loved episode 9.
You didn't even really watch it, Brian.
I can tell what was going on.
No,
it was not great.
You're high intelligence.
No, I'm not.
As he strokes his dirty hair.
Yeah.
I watched a stupid movie over the weekend, and I had fun with it.
What'd you watch?
What movie was that?
The Wrong Missy on Netflix.
Oh, I saw their advertising. Is that... Hold on.
I might watch that.
Joe Dirt, right?
David Spade.
Lauren Lapkus and David Spade, yeah.
Lauren Lapkus.
I love Lauren Lapkus.
Yeah. From Comedy Bang Bang. She's great. And she just kills it in the role. Jurassic World. Orange is the New Black. I'll go down in Crashing with Pete Holmes. I love Lauren Lapkus.
Oh my God, I love Pete Holmes.
Lauren Lapkus filmography. Man.
She's great.
Yeah, but do you used to go to her live show at UCB all the time?
You did?
Yeah, bitch.
Get the fuck out of here. What's her group name?
Wild Horses.
Fuck.
Holy shit.
All right. Whoa. Went up to notch one.
Ooh.
You went up a notch.
Brian, she just called you a bitch. How you taking that?
Dang.
Put you at notch one.
I'm sweating now. I'm going to get it.
Ooh, you
want to
know what else? Are you guys... You're a very bad man, Brian. Has anybody watched Defending Jacob on Apple TV? Has anyone watched Defending Jacob?
Take that back, actress. Take that one more time.
I'm going to take it back to one. It's Apple Plus, Apple TV Plus. Has anybody watched Defending Jacob on Apple TV Plus? No.
My wife watched the pilot and I heard most of it and it sounded good.
Oh, okay.
What's Defending Jacob?
It's Apple's attempt at Broadchurch.
The hell's Broadchurch?
I was waiting for that.
I can zoom in on that right there, but I can't.
Oh man, it's like a mystery sorts. It's like, is it a murder? I haven't seen Broadchurch.
I'm gonna take a big swig.
I've seen Broad City.
He's trying so hard to figure out what it is.
It's a popular British show. Like, I know it's like a murder or something like that, and to solve a crime. But I don't know.
I have not seen Broadchurch.
Ryan in the chat asks, Walgreens or CVS? I am in farm school. There you go. I need to know.
He's in the pharmaceutical industry.
Industry.
He's out of the farm and
CVS.
CVS. Yeah, I like CVS.
I'm like convinced they're the same place.
You would.
Yeah. Like a Dwayne Reed.
Okay, well, everybody needs to watch Broadchurch. No, that was for Brian, not for you.
Oh, okay. All right. Anyway.
There you go.
I think I'm a CVS guy, though.
I like CVS.
Yeah.
It's
cleaner. I like to get 12-foot.
Walgreens is dirty.
When I buy deodorant.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
I watched something over the weekend.
What was that?
I watched one of our favorite filmmakers, Cody, Mike Flanagan's Absentia, his very first film he ever did. I texted you about it because I was very excited over it.
Mm-hmm. I did respond to that one. I did.
God, I fucking love him so hard. It's not even funny.
It's currently on Amazon right now. It's his first feature. Very inspiring because, Brian, they shot it on a camera you have.
Canon 70D.
Oh, never mind. They have a they shoot it on a camera that's one upgraded from yours. They shot it on a Canon 5D Mark II, and
how would you think I had that?
I thought you had a 5D. I'm sorry, I don't know. Everyone
Laura
has
does.
Laura does.
Somebody we know has a 5D.
There's the confusion right there. Yeah. But no, it was a very inspiring movie to watch because it's super. Like, it works. It looks worse than Coherence. And Cody, we were talking about Coherence before this show, and it was Kickstarter funded. Absentia was, yeah. They sent it. Their goal was 15,000. They ended up making like 23. But then I looked at the budget. It was 70,000. So I think they partnered with some kind of production company. I think the Kickstarter fundraiser was just for the production budget, maybe. I'm not sure. But I watched it, and it's great. It's a nice little spooky ghost story. It's very simple. And, it's just, it's very inspiring. Yeah, I saw it and I was like, God damn.
And not to be confused, it's not clearly, but I need to watch this because there's also a television series called which I've watched.
When I saw the movie and I was like looking up information about it, I was like, oh, they made a TV show. I was like, no, it has nothing to do with
it. It's totally different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I've got one more movie.
I want to watch that one. I want to watch the film.
It's good. It's on, it's very spooky. There's actually, I was telling Cody about this, there's actually a couple of like stuff from like The Runner that I was just like, oh, like very like very.
People are going to think that we ripped off. It's like, I hadn't seen it.
But it was just real. Like, oh, cool. He did that too. Okay, cool. All right, cool. All right. It's like very assuring. Awesome. I liked it.
I love that.
Now there's the only other one I haven't seen Ouija, Origin of Evil. That's the only one of his I haven't seen
that one.
Yeah,
no, I want to watch that one. I haven't seen that one.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, watch that. Go watch Absentia. It's a really good. Go watch all of Mike Flanagan. Everyone needs to fucking watch Doctor Sleep. It's so good. It's so good.
It is. I want to revisit it.
Brian, did you ever watch it?
No.
It's good, man. I think you would honestly like it.
I don't think he would at all.
No.
I'm afraid to have Brian watch it.
Yeah. That was like the most Gran Torino option. No.
I don't have time for that shit.
Yeah.
I don't even like The Shining.
Oh.
Yeah, you're not going to like
that. Okay, never mind then. Yeah. Jesus. Yeah. Sorry.
Christmas, I think you like it. No.
I'm just trying to.
Grace is like offended with that. What?
Yeah.
What do you like?
He likes The Wrong Missy or whatever the hell the fucking
name is. The Wrong Missy, starring Lori Lapkus, who's from Wild Horses at UCB Sunset.
And many other things.
Yeah,
that
he
know,
never, that I he literally had no idea until I told
that's
him.
That's Brian's thing
you're
is
poser.
Judging.
You're a poser,
I knew. I was questioning you. I was testing you on her group. I knew her group name.
You're not a real Lapkus.
You certainly didn't.
You're not a Lapkus.
Go run a lap.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Nice.
Thanks.
Nice.
Yeah. By the way, The Wrong Missy, Lauren Lapkus is great. She's very good in physical humor. Reminds me of a young Jim Carrey. So after that, we watched Ace Ventura: Pet Detective.
Oh yeah,
still holds up, still so funny.
I saw on your your Instagram story that you watched.
Eat your grits.
You gonna put Fireball in it like milk?
Oh fuck yeah!
You gotta put Fireball.
Blew that up, Grace. God damn it! Hold on, here
fireball.
We go.
Fireball. Is that Cheerios?
This is Frosted Flakes. I don't have any.
Oh, man.
He's a fucking adult. Cheerios, get out of here.
No.
He's a fucking father. Frosted Flakes. God damn it.
He has offspring now.
I don't have a spoon.
No, dude, I used to eat Frosted Flakes without any milk all the time. It's good.
Good. The little, the tiny box that you get in like the variety pack.
Oh,
I down that shit.
I used to.
Oh, God, those tiny boxes.
Listen, Apple Jacks is my favorite cereal of all time. But I think Apple Jacks without milk, just like out of the box, is so much
it's
better.
It's pretty good, too.
It's so fucking good. Speaking of so good, we got a phone call, baby.
Let's see if it's connected.
It's our. Baby. It's fucking connected. You're connected, sir or madam. Who do we have here on The Wanger Show? What's up?
It's Wiley once again.
Wiley!
I will eat your ass!
Hey. Welcome, Wiley. How you doing, man?
You know, it's been a rough weekend, but, you know, you got to take one day at a time and keep on going. How was your guys' weekend?
Oh. It was fantastic. Right. No, I'm kidding.
Eating some Frosted Flakes without milk or
spoon. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, Cody's lagging out.
Cody's lagging out there.
Is he there?
Oh, Cody.
Okay,
you're better.
I'm glad that wasn't
I think
just
you're
me.
Better. Well, I'm sorry to hear that, man. I hope you have a good week, at least.
Now your weekend is better because you're with us.
True, 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 true. Great point, great point.
Well, I don't mean to.
So,
all right, go ahead.
You can go ahead, Brian. It's your damn show.
Oh,
I don't mean to brag,
yeah.
But I went to the beach this weekend. It was great.
Oh, you're one of those fuckers, huh?
Oh, boy.
Did you go to Huntington Beach, get some tans?
Got a Confederate flag in your fucking truck, too?
No, but I had Trump 2020 in the back.
Yeah, okay.
Got a bunch of honks. I think they were positive honks. I don't think they were negative.
It's tough to decipher which one it is.
Yeah.
It's like, the same exact sound. Yeah.
There's different variations of the horn, and I think I got the better one.
Okay.
It was like a
beep.
Yeah.
Okay. It was like a
Yeah.
Wiley, I'd rather hear from you than Brian right now. Well,
I'm really
what's
upset
going
that he brought
on?
That up.
So I gotta say, you guys are killing it on everything you guys are doing, but one of the things I've really enjoyed and like rewatched multiple times were your commentaries on Disney Channel movies.
Oh.
Those were like
someone does
the greatest
watch those.
Thing
okay.
And just and rewatching them. But I was wondering if you guys are like are kind of burnt out and you don't want to do those anymore, if you could do like movies like Scooby Doo, the live action one, or Agent Cody Banks, or movies like that. Because I feel
that?
Like those would be super, super fun to watch, and they always made me laugh. So I was wondering if you guys could do that type of stuff.
Oh, yeah. We haven't done Scooby-Doo yet?
We've done the first Scooby-Doo.
Okay,
that's on there. If you're – Riley, you're on our Patreon, so I'm pretty sure you can just search on our Patreon Scooby-Doo, and the commentary should show up. If not, let us know.
Yeah.
But I'm all down for doing those cheesy movies from the early 2000s, man. The stuff from our childhood. I love exploring that shit.
Max Keeble's Big Move. You guys remember that one?
Yeah.
Me Google this is my name.
Great
I
movie.
Like to play the game.
I like the way I love that one. Yeah. No, absolutely. Like the
Home Alone 3.
Home Alone 3. I like Alex D. Linz is underrated.
Home Alone 3 is phenomenal.
It's pretty good.
I love that movie.
Yes.
I like trivia question.
No. Scarlett Johansson.
What song played during I think it was the trailer of Home Alone 3?
This
Cody,
is
probably,
my town. I don't know.
It's probably a Bare Naked Ladies jam.
It's not. Good guess.
Or it's not Blink. I don't think they would do Blink.
Is it Sum 41?
No, it's I Get Knocked Down.
Chumbawamba.
Chumbawamba, man.
That plays in the movie, too. I think two or three times. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, yeah, absolutely. We 100% would love to do those things. We've done a bunch of Disney Channel original movies. You guys can check that out on Patreon. And those are fun, too, because me and Brian kind of grew up on those, and Cody's never seen those. And so that's kind of like, huh?
They're not good.
Oh, no. I mean, they were good for us at the time. And Grace, you even mentioned you watched a couple, too.
Oh, yeah, bitch. Fuck it. Oh, okay. The 13th year?
Yeah, she's been wanting to do the 13th year with
we
us.
We got to do 13th year with we'll Grace then. Yeah.
My sister and I to this day quote Brink probably on the daily.
Oh,
chocolate.
Yeah.
Right.
Yo, what up, fam?
I know these references now. This is great. I've seen the movie
Cody understand. I think that was the first one we did.
That was our first one.
Mm-hmm. And now we're just kind of switching things up. So I think, Big Fat Liar, Raven says. I love Big Fat Liar. That's a good one.
That movie's amazing.
Yeah. No, we're totally done.
I've only seen the trailer, and there's a line in the trailer. He's like, when they told me I was going to pick up a little blue car, they didn't say anything about a little blue man.
That's really good. They feature stuff from like the Universal ride and everything too. It's great. We're definitely going to, we should definitely do that. We're actually not doing a commentary this week. We're doing something different. We can talk about it in just a little bit. We're 100% down for that. Those are some good suggestions, man.
One last thing. Like a couple of years ago, Christian and Cody, I reached out to you guys, like if you could be on my channel to talk music. Like one of my favorite bands is Simple Plan. I had Ryan ago.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yes, Simple Plan all the way.
Me.
But
yeah.
if you guys are free, have any free time, I would be really grateful if you guys could come on and we could talk a little bit of music.
Hell yeah! Yeah, yeah. Hit us up on Twitter. We'll be down to do that. And I'm not huge on Simple Plan, but I can talk about other stuff.
It's strictly Simple Plan. It's a Simple Plan podcast.
Perfect. Yeah. I hope it's only
it's a Simple Plan after show.
Perfect because you can do anything. You sing perfect because perfect is a great Simple Plan song. that's the name of the segment right there. Yeah, I got
there you go. Simply Planned. Yeah, Wiley, hit me up on Twitter, man. I love to do that.
Thank you, man.
Woo! All right, Wiley. Look, man, if you had a bad weekend, get over that hurdle and move on.
My anthem right here.
And then, as I'm trying to do something inspirational during this song, and then
it's working with the song.
Oh, keep the song going. Keep the song. I don't care if we get striked. And then you take this week, and then you look at it and you say, "Fuck you, week," and I'm gonna fuck you. And then you just fuck it, and you take that weekend. And that was a nightmare, and you turn it into a fucking dream, son. You turn that fucking nightmare into a dream, and you fuck it in the ass. You know what I mean?
This is weirdly inspirational. Oh, man, that was good.
It took a turn at the end, and I liked it.
Trivia question. What early 2000s movie... Go back to I'm Just a Kid. What early 2000s movie featured... No, you don't have to. Featured I'm Just a Kid as the credits song.
Oh, I know this one.
I think
one.
I know
Wait,
this
early
one.
Early 2000s?
Is it a remake?
No.
Ah.
I mean...
Is it the Mary Kate and Ashley movie, like Time in New York or something like that?
I don't think so. I haven't seen that one. So it might be, but I haven't seen it.
It was great.
I think I've seen this recently. I'm just a kid.
Is it Cheaper by the Dozen?
Is it Nightmare?
I'm pretty sure. Do you want me to say it?
I know it's seen Cheaper by the Dozen.
Yeah, I want you to say it.
Go ahead.
Grace, like, please move on, Cody. I don't want to talk about
this. Grace, don't control the fucking show.
I'm like, all right, guys, we're going to be moving on to our next segment, so let's wrap it up.
I think Raven got it in the chat. He might have got it accidentally, but he said The New Guy would be a good one for a commentary, and I'm pretty sure it's The New Guy that had that song in the credits, I think.
Kyle Johnson said Cheaper by the Dozen, too. I could have swore that's also in that as well.
It might be.
I think that it's probably
that's my least favorite movie of all time.
Cheaper by the Dozen?
It is kind of a banger.
Cheaper by the Dozen 2. I can't stand that movie.
Yeah, that one's not great. The first one's where it's at. The original. Well, Wiley, hey, man. Yeah. Once again, I don't need to tell you to fuck it in the ass again. But, you know, fuck it in the ass, man. Have a good week.
Metaphorically.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
All right, man. Have a good week. Now, when I said fucking, I didn't mean, again, I didn't mean that literally. I meant.
Now, I'm going to need every phone call to end with the advice to go fuck it in the ass.
go out there and fuck it in the ass.
Different interpretations, yes. You know, if you could.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Gosh. Yeah. Anyways.
Fuck you in the ass.
See, there you go. It's a reoccurring thing. Grace, how big of a fan of Tony Hawk are you?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Let's do a spoiler-filled discussion about Tony Hawk, Grace. What were your thoughts about the ending of that?
I love that Tony Hawk. You know, it's just that boy's got some skill on a skateboard, you know?
That's a good Fargo impression, though.
Oh, I got it all, baby.
Did you watch all the seasons of Fargo?
You know, I didn't. I'm just talented with dialogues like Carol Baskin and Minnesota.
Which we're eventually going to hear on this
show. Haven't heard it yet.
It's going to pop up like whenever you're not. Like
once it happens, we're going to be like, oh.
Like getting fucked in the ass.
Fucked in the ass. Fuck yeah.
Fireball. Damn it, Ryan. All right.
I'm going to have that stuck in my head for a while, but I kind of don't hate it.
No, yeah.
You're goddamn right you don't. Picture that with a Kodak.
Speaking of Kodak.
You need a Pitbull folder, sir. That's what you need. You need just Pitbull one.
It was good. Mr. Working Hard.
Yeah. I'm working five.
speaking of Fireball, this Wednesday. Oh damn! Such a boner kill, dude.
Nothing worse than a headbang.
Come on,
you like the tease, don't you, little sluts? Don't you?
No, I don't. You filthy whore! I want the whole thing. Look at that ass.
I don't like that. You respectable human being. Come on.
No, you like it when I tease you.
Stop! Don't stop that. I'm gonna mute you. That's disgusting.
Fireball.
Stop talking like that, and stop doing it. Just play it all through.
No, I'm gonna tease the shit out of you.
Oh my god.
Fireball.
Speaking of fucking in the ass, this Wednesday, me, Cody, and Brian, we're playing. We're doing a little bit of Wanger's Play.
Yeah, we're playing a little bit of.
We're playing a little bit of.
I got distracted by we're doing a little Wanger's Play.
Which
sounds like something else entirely.
Christian, you have to say it for me to play the soundbite.
Okay. I'm sorry. We're playing a little bit of Warzone.
Warzone.
That's right. Call of Duty Warzone this Wednesday. However,
Our third video. Jesus Christ, Christian.
Oh my god, what happened?
He's down. He had one too many fireballs. I don't know. Yeah. Warzone! I sure hope everything's plugged in. He looks like he landed right on a power thing. Man.
I hope he doesn't get electrocuted.
He's right by the outlet.
Yeah, he's just unplugging. Oh. I was scared that was going to be.
We all just go black.
Like we freeze. Our freeze frames.
Anyway, guys, we're playing a video game called Call of Duty Warzone. This is the third time we've done
Warzone. Yep,
that's what it is. And it's the third time we've done a video for this. But this week, there's a twist. Christian, you want to tell them what the twist after you're done recovering there? What's going on?
We're living in the Warzone.
I was twisting my body.
Okay. Well, Brian, you want to talk?
You're like Capua in the back.
Can he do a backflip? I want to see that shit.
I'll fucking super chat you myself if you do a backflip.
Oh, you get graced and super. That's about like $20 American. he'll if you do a backflip.
We're playing Call of Duty Warzone this week, and we're playing with you. You.
All right, go on, Christian. Let's go back to this is our kind of plug here.
All right, okay, here we go. Yeah. So we're playing Call of Duty Warzone this Wednesday, and we're giving y'all the opportunity to play with us.
Yeah,
play with our bowl.
Not with the Wangers.
No,
we need a new name.
God damn it! I already made the graphic though. I already have a Wangers Play graphic. Listen, if you're pledged to us on Patreon and you do play Call of Duty Warzone, we're gonna pick some people this week to play Warzone with us on Wednesday. We're going to be making a post on Patreon tomorrow. It doesn't matter what pledge tier you're at. And if you just say, hey, I want to play, then you can message us or we'll figure it out on Discord. But we're going to give a couple people the chance to play with me, Cody, and Brian because we suck at the game. And we want you to help us out and win. We want to win, damn it.
Man, I don't. That was an adventure to get there.
But I don't know. That was a lot.
So we're playing Warzone, and we're going to be inviting fans to play with us. Guys.
Well, I said it.
You did. I know. I'm just reiterating.
Okay. Take a screenshot. Yeah. Put the graphic up.
Man. I don't have a
graphic. What do we got to do?
What happened? Anyway, all that? What happened there?
You fell on the floor, man. You tell us. Are you okay?
I was doing a bit.
Everything. Okay. I'll just make sure you're okay. You know,
you guys don't care about me. I could die. You don't. You just be like, oh, good.
You're right. We have no actual emotional investment in you.
None whatsoever. You don't check in on me. Clearly, you don't check in. You'd be like, hey, bud. Hey,
bud. Talk to you every day, man. I can't remember a day that's gone by where I haven't talked.
I always wake up the next morning and I'm like, okay. I'm not going to send them a message
as
today.
Opposed to what other mornings?
The morning before that, Brian. Warzone.
Anyway.
Warzone Wednesday. Check it out. Patreon.com/wangers. Grace, how you doing? Do you not want to do the show anymore? You don't have to. You just tell us straight.
This is my favorite thing. It's great how much this actually translates. Like, this doesn't feel that different from when we do it in person. Like, yeah. I have my ass is sweaty. I'm a little tipsy. I'm laughing. It's all the same, you know?
Yeah.
It's nice. It's a shit show.
My ass sweats in person, too.
We're all just hating each other.
We know, Brian.
A lot of ass sweat going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hairy butt sweat. Yeah.
Ass play, ass sweat. Yeah.
By the way, our Thursday show, ass sweat with everybody. we just talk about it.
Yeah.
Talk Swamp about ass with Grace Hancock.
I don't like that one. That's gross.
That is funny. That's gross. There we go.
Okay, that's better. I'll take Grace.
Grace, when Ken plays Cody on MLB The Show, do you watch the sport?
Uh-huh.
I've seen.
Why are you going back
you
on this baseball thing, Brian?
Why you
I want to don't watch baseball, Brian. We know.
You're so much cooler than
I know she supports Ken and everything that she does. She watches the show. Do you like watching baseball on television?
Like when they're playing the game or like actual sport
or actual baseball? Because Cody doesn't like that. I don't like watching it on TV.
I don't think he doesn't like it. It's just the fact that you keep bringing it up. And
I just disagreed. Yeah.
All right. Well, I was doing a bit here, but I guess you guys aren't on board.
I mean, you made it. It wasn't really a bit. That was just
you were like
lie.
Coming at it.
You We're actually froze for a second. Amazed. So I may have ruined the bit myself.
Oh, it's no. Right. No. Say what you're going to say.
No, I don't watch baseball on the sports shows.
Happy.
Never mind.
Congrats, Brian. Is that what
are you happy?
This bit only works when Cody is arguing against me. So Cody checked out. He doesn't care.
Oh,
so the bit is killed. The bit is killed.
Us to fight.
It's not that I wouldn't, though. That's not something that I have time for, honestly.
No. Yeah, yeah.
Like,
you have
3 hours
in the afternoon to.
Yeah, I don't have 3 hours to be like, I'm going to watch something that I might not love. No, that's not. I have 89 fucking jobs. So
that's a reasonable response, and I'm not at all upset about.
Yeah.
All
right. But if I was like a housewife and like he was like, hey, baby, come get me a beer and let's watch some baseball, I'd be like, okay. You know, like I'm open to trying it when I'm a housewife.
Who are you married to?
Was that Ken? Who's that? Who was that?
That was my impeccable, you know, Carol Bass and Napsong. My impressions go on and on.
God, I would love to be a housewife one day.
My BFA. I don't want to be a house. I just want to like be not tired.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah,
I don't want to not work. I just want to like only have one job. Like, what does that feel like?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm pretty tired a lot just because I choose not to sleep like a normal human being. But I feel I can't complain because Cody, you got a kid, so you're tired.
He's sleeping better.
28/7.
That's getting better. Yeah. He's doing okay.
Okay.
I'm still pretty fucking tired. I've had coffee like 35 consecutive days. That's
just
a random number that I pulled in my head, not like I'm keeping track of it or anything.
Oh, yeah, I have coffee
you
every
not
day.
Typically have
we
coffee
have coffee every day.
Not every day, man.
You don't have coffee every day?
That's not good for you, is it?
Are you not an adult?
Dude,
not.
I've had
Is that a rite of passage thing to be an adult, Brian?
Yeah, you wake up, you have a cup of coffee, you read the New York Times.
Okay. Do you read the New York Times? You read a newspaper?
You start with your day. You brush your teeth at 3:45.
That's how it goes every time, Cody.
Play Wii Golf.
Yeah. I mean, it's what I'm doing now, so I guess I'm getting there.
Oh, yeah, I drink coffee every morning. Every morning.
Isn't it bad for you to do that?
Probably.
For your heart?
Why would it be bad? Why
Cody,
my chest palpitations?
I'm going to fucking die one day.
You think your rock stars are better?
Yeah,
I'm not saying they are. Okay, I'm just saying.
Well, you're judging like
I have that
us coffee drinkers.
No, I'm acknowledging. No, I'm part of the problem, Brian. I should have 35 straight days. I've been
listen.
Out of
hey,
so I'm
listen.
One of you, okay?
We need to chill out. People
you
are
fucking go, Brian. You want to fight on the show?
Drink down your rock star and do your fucking.
Brian, what's wrong? What's wrong, Brian?
You want nothing? I'm just trying to make it an entertaining show.
I know, so am I. So go with it.
How great would it be is that they both like knock over their mics and like throw off their headphones and we see them like scuffle off screen.
How great, yeah. How
great if we can
and then I appear
that.
In his frame.
Yeah. You see like a fist in the other one. What the hell? Yeah.
They were recording in separate rooms this whole time and you just show up.
Anyway.
Kyle Johnson asks, do we know who Cody has starting on the mound for game 3? Strong outing from Owen Tanney? Last game?
Otani
last game.
Good
but that's a
there.
Dangerous bet to leave out on the lineup.
Yeah, so me and Ken, we've been doing our baseball series. Otani pitched game 2. That means he's going to be back in that starting lineup hitting for game 3. I'm thinking game 3, guys. Oh, I haven't made up my mind yet. I don't want to show my card here too early.
Nah, Ken could be watching this and be studying it right now.
Yeah. I'm gonna keep that a little close to the chest.
Ooh, Emily.
Vest. I can never decide.
Emily Benoist in the chat said, fight without shirts. Oh, wait, who said that? You guys ever got into a fight and take your shirts off? She's like, you want to go,
no,
bro?
I'd be too self-conscious. I'd be like, oh my God, please don't look at me.
I lose.
Turn away.
I would love that.
Yeah. That always happened with high school fights, right? Was that just my school where everyone just took their shirts off?
You know who would do that? Chase would always do that.
Chase would do that. Yeah.
Chase, he would take his shirt off and he would like pump his chest out and we're like, dude, just fucking relax.
Just chill out. Would it be the?
Do you know I'm going to be an electrical lineman in 10 years?
I'm not going to be able to be on podcasts because of this.
Would it be an undershirt though? He wore undershirts a lot, like the white undershirt, but
the white
he had a black
beaters.
One.
Yeah.
Oh, I got one of those. Just one.
You have it on right now? Let's see.
No,
right
not
now.
Right now.
Take your
no,
shirt off.
Take your shirt off, Cody. Do it, pussy. Do it.
I do have a white beater in the other
room. Show us your chat.
Only for super chats, guys.
Oh, Cody, show his dick for super chats. Or you say tits.
Wow.
Every time. God damn it. God, do it again.
Please, anything counts, Brian. Anything counts.
Just here for Cody's beans.
I just send us ourselves a super chat just to do it.
All right. That's my time. I'm out of here, guys.
Yeah. Grace, have you gotten to a fucking fist fight? Just fucking like, just punch someone in the face?
Clocked anybody in the fucking jaw? Do you want to?
No. Just punch me in the face. Take me out. Take me out. Put me out of my misery.
I have not. Oh, excuse me. I have not punched somebody in the jaw. No.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't
make it happen.
Chest.
If you want.
Chest region. Question?
Yeah. If people send a super chat, you can punch any one of me, Brian, or Cody, just right in the fucking face.
Oh, Brian, for sure. Yeah.
What?
AJ Lancaster sent us a super chat saying, show us your D.
That was only a $2 super chat. It's got to be 5.
Yeah, it's got to be 5, and then we'll get that sweet D. That's it'll elevate our Wanger show.
I'm all over here on my phone.
What if we created an only? Wait, is it OnlyFans? Fans only? What if we created that? But it's just of Cody with his shirt off the whole time.
Yeah, what is that? That's like a cam type situation.
I think so.
It's like Wiki Chest.
Yeah. The hell's Wiki Chest?
Like Wiki Feet, but it's just Cody's chest.
Whoa! What's Wiki
his
Feet?
His bare naked chest.
Is that a place for people's feet?
Wiki Feet's
thing. You ever heard of this?
No.
Yeah, it's creepy.
They talk about like celebrities'
feet. I'll put you on it.
Yeah.
No, you don't have to.
You just signed up for that newsletter.
Okay.
You know?
I don't like feet. Feet are gross.
Feet are disgusting.
Brian showed his feet on this episode. Yeah. Okay, we didn't ask you to do this. This is disgusting.
Ew, Brian, no!
You're scaring Grace off. That's disgusting. We're going to get flagged now. We're going to get flagged for that.
Flagged for...
You owe her fucking $5 naked foot. Super chatter for that one, Brian. Good God, man.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Oh,
there you
gross.
Go.
There we go. That is a chicken wing on a leg. That is disgusting.
I want Rat to be on WikiFeet.
It's like, oh, click here to see Zoe Saldana's feet, and it's just Rat's foot instead.
It's kind of what that is, man.
Is it really?
No, it's literally what it is. Yeah, it's
so,
like
disgusting.
Like Tarantino goes on there and is like,
it's an actual website, like WikiFeet.com.
We're gonna have someone's got to look it up and screen share it here. I'm not doing it, but
yeah. I'm not doing it.
I'm not doing it.
I think
I don't want my ads to be weird.
Yeah. Okay. Who we got? Feed of the day. We got feed of the day is Stav Strasko.
Oh, you're actually on it.
Yeah.
He did Brian didn't hesitate. Did you have a tab open for that?
I don't know about this. Brian's like, I'm already there. Guys.
Brian's
like, I've never heard of it, but I found it here in my bookmarks. Hold on.
You just Google it, you son of bitches.
Emily in the sent a super chat for the defund. Cody, get up.
$4.99.
Get up. It's $4.99.
I'm just kidding. Guys, if you're actually looking to see this, for all means, do not donate $5. It's not going towards
you. He'll do it for free.
Cody's achieved
I want my money back.
And you deserve it if that's what you're actually looking for. Oh, man. Ryan, how's that search going?
I'm trying to... I want to see who the most popular is. Let me see. Quite popular. Extremely popular. All right.
Michael Joe says, I want Brian to walk on my back.
Oh, my God. That's disgusting.
That's... I'd go to that porn site.
Okay, this site just feels gross.
Now it realizing feels gross?
It wasn't at the name WikiFeet. You had to, check it out for yourself.
Do you want me to screen share?
No, I really don't.
I kind of don't.
No, I'm imagining it's a bunch of pictures, and I don't want
Sophie Dossie is Feet of the Year 2019.
Oh, Feet of the Year. Oh,
good for her.
Yeah. I don't know who that is.
I never got anything of the year, so that's nice.
But you know who her feet are.
Oh, you know who number six is? Brenda Song. She's
I love Brenda Song. Yeah.
She's good. Is she in a Disney movie?
She was in Suite Life and Zach and Cody, I think. And she was also in the 2010 hit film, The Social Network.
She was
great movie. That's the only other people I know.
AJ Lancaster, thanks. He sent a super chat. He said, "Is this demonetization?"
You almost got it just on a good pun, man. I'm not going to do it. Not happening.
I don't know the rest of these people.
Yeah. I don't know. I think we could buy you off, Cody.
Yeah. I think Cody. Yeah,
it's going to be more than $5.
Guys. Grant needs to
pay for
fund.
All those.
Yeah.
Can you imagine Grant's like, my dad's the guy who
he showed his hog off
for super chat money. Yeah, that's him.
D.
That's him. I'm not. I'm not
that's
him.
His
I'm
memoir. $5.
Guys,
D.
I don't want to be connected to that. He runs for office, right? Grant, you're gonna have to talk about your father's penis reveal in the wine.
You got to bring it up.
And he has to do it Barack Obama. He's I just want to address.
Yeah.
My father's unfortunate incident.
Yeah. Did not reflect the value of our family. And
speaking
our
of family, we got a game planned, Brian.
This is a recording of Cody taking his D out. That's what it sounds like when it hits the ground.
Do you want to hear what mine sounds like?
Just nothing there. It moves in that motion.
No, I got what yours sounds like.
Hey, how did you get that recording? How did you hear that? That was supposed to be in private. It's between you and me, Brian.
I love that Cody's just sounded like this, log punching people as it comes out.
Imagine that. Just hold on, do the motion. Ready? Ready?
Wait, which one?
The last one.
Just bang.
And it vibrates after. Brian, you got a game planned?
I thought I did. Let me
guess this penis sound. That's what it is.
Whose penis
is it? Christian or Cody's penis? Who, based on the sound effect, whose penis is being whipped out right now?
Oh boy!
Wait, what does my penis sound like? I want a sound effect.
Oh, surely you have something there.
Let me see.
I'm literally crying.
It's a deep library. He's got to search through here.
All these
options.
Recordings. I got it. Yeah. Okay.
The Grace's sounds like.
Oh, I got one. This is what Grace's penis sounds like.
It's Grace, bitch.
That's exactly.
This comes out. It's Grace, bitch.
It echoes through the holes.
My dick is just fucking Zoolander.
Brian, you got a game.
I do, but either I have to leave or Cody has to. I don't have the timer.
Oh, shit.
Oh, please, yeah, Brian, don't leave.
Can you get the timer real quick?
Yeah.
Oh, right. I'll explain. So, Grace, we play a game at the end of the show where it's from the Blockbuster game. And we get a category of movies, and we just all have to name a movie. And if the 15 seconds runs out before you name a movie, you're out of the game.
Okay.
And so no sequels, no remakes. If someone says Bad Boys, you can't say Bad Boys 2. That's pretty much it.
Okay.
So yeah. Cody's going to get
I feel B plus confidence in my abilities for this game.
B plus.
Yeah.
But oh, Tyler said
you are a fan of film.
Yeah.
Huh. That sounds confident enough.
I mean, I liked Rise of Skywalker. You fucking
no. Not no you're terrible, not an adult.
Terrible shitty movie.
Yeah, Tyler Eklund.
As he drinks light beer out of a Moscow Mule mug.
By the way, I saw over the weekend or yesterday. I saw Not Another Teen Movie.
Oh, it's great.
Great, stupid movie, funny.
Oh my god!
Who is the band at prom? Who's the band at prom?
Oh yeah. Okay, fine. Go ahead, Cody. Go ahead. At the same time. Wait. Three.
I mean, the sink might be off, but I.
Well, no, we're gonna do it at the same time.
Knock knock.
Three, who's two, one. Good Charlotte.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right. I do put love me some good Charlotte.
On my. I look the way your shoulder.
Hold me in your arms, baby.
Oh, it's not what do you say? It's a banana split. All right. What's the category?
It's a great, stupid, funny movie.
What category? Yeah.
I got to watch that.
Tyler, thank you for the super chat. He said Tony Hawk. We'll talk about that
fucking
in a second.
Fucking Beverly Hills over here.
What do we got? 2%?
He's got that whole milk.
2%?
He's got that whole milk. His body does his body good. Does that D good,
this
doesn't
is
it?
This is reduced fat milk right here, guys.
Yeah.
$2.99.
Reduce the fat on that dick, baby.
Once Walgreens? Again, I forgot the spoon. All right, let me get that.
Go get that spoon. Frank said a super chat as well.
Headphones are connected. Don't whip your headphones out.
Frank is in the chat. He said, I've never been more jealous. Hi, Frank.
Hi, Frank.
He also said, in all caps, Hoobastank.
Hoobastank, good band.
I like
that. How dare you.
And the reason is you.
I'm going in the same direction.
Oh, yeah. Lost it out of control. Out of control. Tyler Eklund, he just said, Tony Hawk, I can't wait for the new remix. Those are going to be fucking great. We'll probably play those games, too.
I hope it's good. I really hope it's good.
I've been crawling in the dark.
Looking for the answer. Cap. All right.
I just beat Tony Hawk on Twitch, on Wenger's Twitch. Completed Tony Hawk Underground. That shit's fun. So I hope they're good. I hope the new one's good. I hope it's
well,
because
they did a HD remaster of the first one a few years ago. And then Tony Hawk, God, that looks so fucking good. I might get fucking Frosted Flakes.
It's great.
Yeah? Go right into the mic, baby.
Someone taking a shower? Is someone taking a shower in your apartment?
Oh, the plants are attacking Grace.
They're always attacking me.
All right, we'll be playing this game. What's the order?
Yeah, so we went to our Discord to ask what did he do? What did he do? I gotta watch the playback.
He bit off more than he can chew.
I just really wanted to get a good bite in there, and
the way it,
now we've gone X-rated.
The way it fucking dripped out.
Look at that. It's like dripping out of your lips.
I'm gonna wipe this off.
It's just nothing but
keep
white
it there.
All over your lower lip.
Just keep it there.
Just right out of frame.
The volcano, the ejaculation volcano.
I've
20 years. Grant's like, yeah, my dad's the one who has the Frosted Flakes.
That's my dad.
Too much up and
God damn it, Dad! Fuck! Could you imagine your kid like in middle school?
Me. I'm trying to run.
You just gotta tell him. Hey,
Cody becomes like the new like two girls, one cup. It's like you seen Frosted Flakes.
Hey, Brian, we got a game, right?
Yeah, we got a
game
playing.
All right. So what's the order? I don't know what the order looks like on the screen.
I don't fucking care anymore. Oh,
no,
let's look.
It's going to go Brian. It's going to go Brian, me, Grace, and Cody.
Yeah.
Brian,
yes, you, me,
Grace,
you,
Cody.
Yes. Christian.
Brian, Christian, Grace, Cody.
Yes.
Yeah. You got all it. Right.
So the category. Like, Cody, do you have the timer ready?
I look insane in this lighting.
Yeah. All right. Category is movies with female leads.
Female leads.
Female-led movies in honor of Grace.
Not a lot.
Too many, if you ask me, right, guys? we talk about this off screen. We talk about it. Like,
no, you talk about that.
I've been trying to get a microphone in front of you guys. Talk about it.
You guys are like completely
only
different
talk
on this
about
subject.
Off screen.
Yeah. Like 20 minutes before the show, like you guys are like, right. Way too many female-led movies.
Female leads, no sequels. Everyone in the chat, play along with us. I'm pulling them. The chat is away from me, so I can't see it, so I can't cheat.
No looking in the chat. I go first?
Yes.
Wait, so... What? Oh, so we're just naming until we run out of them?
Yes.
Yeah, in the same order. Yeah.
Okay, but wait, but like define female lead. Like there is a female lead or like the main fucking
character? I
think
the main person is a female, I would say.
But what if it's a male female led?
Right, that's
kind
of my question.
I would say yes. I would allow it. Cuz again, I don't know many female leads.
Thank you, Brian.
I don't know female-led movies.
Before the show, you said you wouldn't
because
know.
Because there are not a lot of them.
So I'm wondering. Yeah.
Okay. I'm good.
Cross that bridge once we get there.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So I go first?
Sure.
Yeah.
Alien.
The alien is a male. No, I'm kidding. I, Tanya.
Girl with the dragon tattoo. American.
Scream.
Mad Max Fury Road.
Pretty in Pink.
Lady Hawk.
Lady Bird.
Lady Bird.
Birds of Prey.
The Birds.
Black Widow.
Wait, is that a movie?
Yeah.
Yes.
Is it not out yet? But all out. It's her first time on this show or on the game.
on the show.
10 Cloverfield Lane.
Ooh.
If I say The Long Shot, does that count?
Yeah, that would count.
Yeah, Charlize Theron, Long Shot.
Hustlers.
The Wrong Missy.
I was going to say that.
What's the Zoe Saldana? Colombiana, remember that one?
Yeah.
Never forget where you came from. I remember that. All right.
My turn?
Yeah.
Bridesmaids.
Ooh. Ghostbusters. Ugh. Sorry.
The Heat.
Oh, I'm going through Paul Feig.
Let's go with Made in Manhattan.
I love you.
Selena.
Oh, Selena, yos Dios. How about No. Cursed? Is Christina Ricci the main actor? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Miss Congeniality.
Let's go with 2 weeks notice.
Casper.
Oh.
Ooh.
Legally Blonde. Bend. And Snap.
The Addams Family, because Morticia's the best.
Mm-hmm. What else does Sandy Bullock have? Let's go with The Blind Side.
Ooh.
Gravity.
I really shook my hand there, didn't I? Fuck.
What did Christian say?
Bird Box.
Cool.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Uh-oh.
Ooh.
Roxanne with Steve Martin and Daryl Hannah.
Oh, yeah, she got it. She got it.
Let's go with...
It's not even thinking of a female lead. It's just thinking of any movie. I just panic.
Right.
I'm like, what is movie?
Fucking Enchanted.
A Quiet Place.
Ooh. Eighth Grade? She's right.
That's a tough one, Brian, there. Eighth grade counts, yeah.
She's the lead.
Yeah.
Beverly Hills Chihuahua starring the voice of Drew Barrymore.
As she takes a big gulp.
Let's go with Duplex starring Drew Barrymore.
Oh, okay. Keep it going.
The Devil Wears Prada.
Oh, that doesn't have Drew Barrymore. Never Been Kissed.
Oh, God damn it. I was going to say that.
Love that movie.
Ocean's 8.
No, this
Colossal.
Oh, good movie, yeah.
A League of Their Own.
Damn it.
Ooh.
Edge of 17.
Thelma and Louise.
Oh, two females, nice. Double the points.
I think it's Cody's turn.
Yeah, he takes a big bite.
Twilight.
Oh, shit. And he drops the mic.
Now and Then.
Ooh. I don't know what that is. 50 Shades of Grey.
Ew. Pretty Woman.
Oh.
You've made a big mistake. Whatever she says. I don't know.
Frozen.
It was like she was here in the room.
Aaron Brockovich.
Oh.
Ooh.
Bumblebee. Ugh. Sorry.
Is that a movie? Okay.
Yeah.
Bumblebee. Ugh. Step-mom? What's the name of the movie?
What's Stepmom? Oh, with what's her name?
Yeah.
Yeah, guys, Stepmom.
We're gonna go with we're gonna go with Mona Lisa Smile.
Mm. Oh.
Cruel Intentions.
Ooh, you ever seen the second one? That one's good. How about Sweet Home Alabama.
Titanic.
Oh, damn.
The Reader.
Ooh.
Ooh, The Reader was so good.
I'm blanking.
We saw.
Cody's
dying.
Oh, no.
I was trying to think so hard.
I just elbowed Rat so hard.
Oh,
sorry, baby.
All right,
whose turn is it?
My turn.
whenever you're ready, here we go.
All right,
ready?
Lovely Bones.
Wait, so do we just keep going?
Keep going. Yeah.
Cheaper by the Dozen.
Bonnie Hunt.
I'll allow it. Hunger Games.
Damn it.
Ooh.
I don't know. I'm thinking of a mom. Baby Mama?
Yeah. Tina Fey.
Tina Fey, right?
Happy birthday, Tina Fey.
Oh,
Midsommar.
Tina Fey. Ooh.
Hereditary.
Fuck you. God damn it. No, I don't want to say that. Bad Moms. There you go.
Knives Out.
Oh, ooh, God. She's gorgeous. Amber hates how gorgeous she is, but
I'll
don't.
Allow that one.
Yeah, I think
he says that.
That's led by what's your name?
Let's go with Martin. La La
Land. La La Land. Oh. No. What's the fucking boxing movie? I don't know why I'm thinking of that one.
It's Rocky.
No. Gone Baby Gone. No. What's the fucking boxing movie?
Don't say it. Don't say the movie. Yeah. It's up to head to head.
Fuck it.
Head to head. Chris or Cody and Grace.
Brian and I don't appreciate
women as
much.
Oh, that's the movie you're thinking of. All
yeah.
Right. It's Grace's turn, right?
It's Grace, bitch, yeah.
Are you guys?
This is stressful. Easy A.
Ooh.
Really had too many prospects.
Sure, yeah, buying time.
Seen, Leap Year.
Amy Adams.
Yeah.
Oh.
Did anybody, I feel like somebody already said Enchanted. Did somebody already
yeah,
say
I did.
Somebody
I
did, yeah, yeah.
Damn it, that's the one. AJ, you got it.
I got one.
Best in Show.
Catherine O'Hara?
A lot of people.
Uh-oh.
13 going on 30.
Oh, that's a good one.
Now, is there a strategy to stall?
No, it's a timer.
No, it restarts every time.
It restarts? Okay, yeah. The Virgin Suicides.
That's a great movie.
13.
That's also a good one.
Oh, Grace is coming Angelina. In strong.
Red Riding Hood.
Oh, God.
Is that a movie?
Amanda Seyfried.
Hardwick.
Yeah.
Catherine Hardwick got went to the 13 connection there. That's where I got it.
Oh, yeah.
Tomb Raider.
Oh, one and two. And the remake.
Salt.
Twister.
Oh,
Mr.
and
Mrs.
Movie.
Smith.
I love it. Did you already fucking say Salt, you bastard?
Yeah.
Land of Milk and Honey.
All right, so Christian said Gone Baby Gone, but you meant Million Dollar Baby, right?
Yeah.
Was funny. That mentioned?
Yeah. No.
Okay. You're good.
That's good.
The Fighter, Melissa Leo.
Supporting actress.
Okay. Have we said Black Swan
Brian,
yet?
See yourself out?
No.
Ooh, no, you bastard. The Rise of Skywalker.
Yeah. Oh.
Brian, see yourself out. Thank you.
Blah.
Uh-oh.
Jolie, Angelina Jolie. Maleficent.
Oh.
Center Stage.
I was trying to go back to Angelina.
What's Center Stage?
The Tourist.
Save the Last Dance.
Come on, Angie. Angelina Jolie, where else have you been? You're a movie star. What else? The Changeling.
Oh, that's
10 Things I Hate About You.
Damn it.
Love that movie.
Oh, come on, Cody.
She's the Man.
Nice. Bynes. Amanda Bynes. Bynes.
Batman Begins.
Mm.
Katie Holmes. Katie Holmes.
Not a lead.
We're not going to allow it, but we'll give you another timer.
Yeah, okay? Yeah. Restart the timer.
We don't mean to like mansplain you, but that no.
That's yeah. That's
Captain Marvel. You fucks.
Okay, there you go. Well, I don't know the cat. No.
I mean, I only went to that movie for Samuel L. Jackson.
Cody's like snakes on a plane.
I'm getting distracted. Ah, shit, shit.
Oh,
Grace wins. Whoa,
nicely done. Nicely done.
Who would have thunk?
Oh my god!
All right, we need to wrap this up quickly because this looks
that was
bad.
Crazy. Who would have ever thought that, dummy? That was stressful.
Yeah,
that was stressful.
It's very stressful. You did good. Yeah, is she the only guest that's ever won?
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, last week we couldn't remember that we did a category that we did the week previous.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So we don't remember things on this show.
Yeah. I had like three in the tank though, so I would have for sure beat you. I think.
Yeah. I mean, I was
even
running
if
on fumes.
I hadn't already. So.
Yeah, we
you
got
guys
a lot.
Didn't bring up Annihilation.
Annihilation.
I was trying to think of Annihilation for like seven rounds, and I couldn't fucking. I was like, it's like a rainbow blurb. The bubbles.
A lot of people.
It's a very forgettable movie.
We got Panic Room, Arrival, The Farewell, Star
Is Born.
I was
going to say The Room, or just Room. I
room.
Mean,
Contact. As soon as you said, I was thinking of How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Kate Hudson.
The rom-com thing kept me afloat for a little bit. I was going to say
that was
like,
good.
I was just going through
Bring
the
It On.
There.
Once you guys said Virgin
I know I should have stuck with an actor. That would have been easier. Yeah.
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 You live, you learn. Shit. If only they would cast women.
Oh! Misogyny. Fuck them up. It's fucking bullshit. Fuck this shit. Hey, Grace, you're the best.
I know.
Thank you so much for coming on this week, man. Man? Woman?
Anytime, you guys. This is so much fun. What a great way to spend my Monday night instead of working. Way better.
Fuck yeah. Fuck work. We don't
need
work.
Looking at it.
God, I wish I was working. So, everybody, go follow Grace on her Twitter at Miss Grayface. Graceface? Grayface? Mrs. Graceface.
I'm Mrs. Grayface. Yeah, at Mrs. Graceface.
There you go.
On the Twitter.
On the Twitter. And then also subscribe to her podcast. The link is in the description down below. Premiering on June 3rd. You guys go check that out.
Do it. Love it. Rate it. Enjoy it.
Rate, review, subscribe. They still do that?
Yeah.
Thank you all so much for joining us here on this episode of the El Wanger El Show.
Fuck you in the ass.
No. Brian. It's okay. Oh, wow. Be nice.
Going out
it's
on
okay.
a high note, yeah.
Going out on a butt note. Thank you, everybody, for watching. Appreciate every single one of you.
And thanks to our sponsor of today's episode, the biggest sponsor that we've ever had. Thank you so much.
Fireball.
Don't have it after cereal. Have it after cereal.
That's
finish
disgusting.
It.
Come
finish
on,
it.
It burns.
Pound
man.
It. It pound it. Where are you going?
Not
you're
like
not
normal booze.
You're
like
not
just
driving.
You.
Yeah,
it just hurts my.
It'll put hair on your chest. Let's see your chest. Do you have any hair on your
show
chest?
That dick, right? Cody. Show us that dick.
$5.
$5.
Yeah, there we go.
I think we can get $5. AJ Lancaster, where are you?
Where are you at? And every single week, we have wonderful patrons that subscribe to it, that pledge to our Patreon at a certain level. We should give you guys a shout out every single week with the soundbite. Brian, are you ready?
If Frank gave $5, would you show your chest right now?
He's already seen my chest, Brian. Come on, Frank, who are we talking about here? Come on, buddy.
All right. Anyway. Brian, if you're ready, Aaron J. Lancaster.
I will eat your ass.
Damn right. Cody will show his butthole for $100. Alec Remer Young.
I will.
Alexis Lopez.
Warsaw.
Anthony Moreira. Nice. Antonio Hernandez.
That was might have been the best 2 minutes of this entire weekend. Best 2 minutes of any trailer I've ever seen in my entire life. If this thing gets online, please watch it. It's incredible.
Can I jump in here for a second?
Please.
You can hear Ellis with the nervous chuckle after that when I'm like,
his fake laugh.
Best thing of the weekend. He's like, ah. He just knows. That was a stupid
debate. Wait, let me.
That was might have been the best 2 minutes of this entire weekend. The best 2 minutes.
Yeah. You totally hear it in the background. Holy fuck yeah.
Nice plug there, Grace. Yeah. I'm sorry. Go on with the names.
Arcadio Castellanos.
Yeah, I love horror movies.
Billy Storley.
What?
Brian King.
Christian, aka Copster. You guys can call me Copster if you like.
Yeah, they say that. So
Chris Jones.
You said that at a junket, Chris.
Yeah, I said that at a junket. Great. We've all done embarrassing
talking
things.
Talking to the actors.
Chris, have you ever done a junket, a press junket?
Has anyone said, hey, you can call me this nickname if you'd like?
Ugh, oh, man. It's not good.
Yeah, and then I mean, it was like, okay, sociopath. Bye.
Yeah. Cynthia Perez. Hi, Cynthia. Hi. Thank you.
Oh, she wanted me to play a soundbite. She's making requests now. Hi, Mom. She's making requests.
She's like, stop cursing.
I can't find it.
Tell your son to brush his teeth.
Preferably twice a day.
Say the name again. I have a good dental plan. Minimum. I go twice a year.
Yeah. Okay. Twice Cynthia Perez.
Year. Brian Perez.
Ah, there you go. Eddie.
Aww.
What was the name?
Eddie.
Oh.
I'm not going to do it now because there's two out and the base is empty. But sometime during the game, if you've been like the way I have been, looking at players with these big beards, I decided I'm going to do a little research on beards.
I miss him so much. I miss him. Oh,
a bit I was trying to plan.
We need more.
But Vince Scully gets so bored announcing games that he talks about beards.
So hold on, you're planning on getting in such a heated argument where I'm like, everyone loves it, and you're like, no, the great announcer gets bored. Watch.
That I'm saying it's so boring. It's so boring that even the announcer has to come up with something to find time.
You can fill the 3 hours. Ones. Oh, yeah.
Keep going.
Shit happens. Enrique Cabrales.
And first pitch, fastball, first strike. First of all, they say way back to the dawn of humanity, beards evolved, number one, because ladies like them. And number two, it was the idea of frightening off adversaries and wild animals.
I hope he pulled more. Gabriel J.
I
Lima.
Had all bit plan, but you guys bailed on the bit. All right,
it's
let's
working
go.
Better now.
I think you bailed on the bit. Gabriel J. Lima.
There became.
Wait, say the name?
Gabriel J. Lima.
There became a time where Greek dramatists mind the popular prejudice against clean-shaven men. Back then, clean-shaven men were looked as the, maybe effeminate. And then along came Alexander the Great. That's another story. Alexander the Great was not only great, but he also thought he was the greatest-looking man in the world. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Stripling ready, delivers, gets his strike.
That's the best part. Go back to the game is the best part.
Go seamless transitions.
You don't miss a beat of the fucking 3 hour long game.
He's filling that space, man.
Giorgio Miraflor.
Warsaw.
Jeremiah Morris.
La Mirada means the view.
JP Buehler.
There's no tortillas? What the fuck?
Kyle Grandinetti.
My tits are crying.
Kyle Johnson.
It's Britney, bitch.
Maris Thornton.
Fuck you in the ass.
Sorry.
Wrong one to play there.
Maris Thornton.
Let it rain.
There we go.
Much more.
Mark Murdoch.
I'll get a Jumbo Jack combo with just lettuce on the burger. And lettuce and pickles.
Miranda Benningfield.
Their limp dick.
Paul Action. Or Acton, excuse me. Real Snacks Attacks.
Cody.
Huh. Ruben E25.
That was a dirty receiver.
Samantha Leon Mendoza.
Oh, I thought that was it.
Two more, sorry.
Oh, two more.
Samantha.
Feet, Brian.
And finally, Tyler Eklund.
I'm absolutely amazed about the beards. I can remember when the number one sponsor for the World Series was Gillette. I mean, they sold a lot of blades and shaving cream. That's a fly ball to right field and deep, but Kemp is there. And the batter will be Jimmy Rollins. Yeah, look at him. I mean, it's amazing. Well, here's Jimmy. He settles for a kind of a Fu Manchu mustache.
Fly ball to right field, but Kemp is there.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God. That's me in like a week.
Oh, boy.
With a Fu Manchu?
Fu Manchu, baby. Oh, boy. Shout out to Vince Scully. What's he doing right now? Chilling?
Tired, man. He's enjoying life.
What happened to the Carole Baskin impression?
This is Carole Baskin.
Oh, not bad.
Damn it. We gotta do that clean. We gotta do that clean.
I don't think the Patreons or the people watching can hear
pressure.
Oh, hey, everybody out there watching. that was watching tonight. Thank you. Fucking thank all of you. Y'all fucking rock. You know what I mean? Cody,
this
tell
is
them
so
how
fun.
Much, tell them how much they rock.
They rock. They rock.
You fucking
they
rock.
They rock socks off. They rock Brian's socks off. He's not wearing socks.
Literally, you know, not wearing any
you've
socks.
Rocked them
not
off.
To wear any.
You've rocked the socks off. That's
I know. We
happened.
Saw your feet. You.
No, no,
no,
no,
no,
no.
Stop
you
it.
Really don't have.
Carol,
to do
how
it.
Do you feel about those feet?
It's too much pressure.
Oh, okay. Bye, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
Carol.
Oh, hey there, cool cats and kids. This is Carol Baskin.